Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Everything that has breath, praise you the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Quantum Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, people, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down here on today. This is a day that the Lord has made. So I hope everybody woke up with a rejoiceful heart this morning, because guess what? Glory to God. He still sits high. He looks low, and he sees exactly what his people need. And guess what? He'll answer you. Hallelujah. And if you don't think he will, amen, just listen at some of the testimonies that you hear, you know, on some of the radio stations and some of the people, amen, that's ministering. They can tell you how good God is and how he's answered their prayer over and over, time and time again. He's still that same God. He's that same God that lifted you up. He's that same God that took you over. He's that same God that brought you through. Glory to God. So don't forget. You know how sometimes people just forget about, you know, okay, he brought me out of this, but now I need to get out of that. So guess what? He's the same God that brought you out of this and that and whatever it is that you're going through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, what an awesome God we serve. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer. Hallelujah. I want to go ahead and get everything, amen, situated and saturated, and the Spirit of the Lord is moving, so I want to continue to move on, amen, with the Spirit of the Lord. We'll give the announcements at the end of the show. Hallelujah. So if you desire prayer this time, I'm going to encourage you to go ahead and click the one, and I will bring you in. All I want you to do is just tell me your prayer request. I don't want you to tell me where you're calling from. I don't want you to give me your name. Glory to God. This is a live show, so we don't want you to put all your business out there on straight street. Hallelujah. And, you know, sometimes you say, well, they're going to know who I am. Well, so what? Hallelujah. And sometimes when people try to figure out who you are, they need prayer themselves, you know. But you got to do what you got to do for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1. And I will bring you in for a prayer. If not, then we're going to go ahead on and open up in prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. Oh, we serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. For he is worthy, worthy, worthy. We can call on him day, night, noonday, whichever. It don't matter. He's there all the time. He hasn't fell short. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes you feel short. Man feel short, but God never falls short. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He answers you by and by. He's always there. Hallelujah. Whatever the need may be, whenever you're standing in the need of, glory to God, he is there. So just remember the whole fact to the confession of your faith and believe that he hasn't moved. He's always there, and he's always right on time. Hallelujah. Before I go any further, I hear him say, let's go ahead and get the invitation to salvation. So I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get that in right now. Hallelujah, glory to God. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. I repent for every sin that I have committed, even those that I didn't know I were committing. But Father God, forgive me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. Go ahead and hit me up on Facebook, inbox me, and I will get back with you to tell you the what next. We're not going to just leave you out there hanging. I want to tell you the what next, because after you have confessed, hallelujah, that he is who he is and who he says he is, glory to God, then there are some other steps you're going to have to take, amen, to stay in that place, to learn more about Jesus Christ. So go ahead and hit me up on Facebook. Hallelujah. And I'll get back with you after the show. So right now I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Nobody press the 1. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for this day that you have allowed us to come before you, Lord, with thanksgiving and praises in our heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, And Lord God, we pray for those that are standing in need of prayer, Lord God. That fear, Lord God, let them go. Don't grip them anymore. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. That the peace of God rest upon them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father. Because we know, Lord God, that at some point, everybody needs prayer. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we cast fear down into the pit, Lord God. And we loose the peace of God to rest on them to let them know, Lord, that you're there, Lord God. All they got to do is call your name, oh, my God, and you'll answer them by and by, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for this whole nation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Lord, we pray that they continue to pray and seek your face, Lord God, not for just one thing, not for two, Lord, not for just a season, Lord God, but effectual, fervent prayer to continue, Lord God, on. Oh, my God, as believers in Christ Jesus, knowing that prayer changed things in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus for the word that comes forth on today. Lord, let it be clear to those that hear. Let them have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days, oh, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them gather every word, Lord God, and write it on their heart, so they won't sin against you, oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, because it's time for them to come out and come into a new you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, to stop looking back in the old and getting the old results, to come in and walk in a newness of Christ, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh, God, right now, Lord God, for those, Lord God, oh, my God, who want to know more about you, O Father, in the name of Jesus, O God. Lord, let them hear this word on today, Lord, and send them, Lord God, to someone close by, close to them, Lord God, that's giving them the right word, Lord God. Lord, I come against every scammer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's only after their money. Lord, you show it to them, because you are the shield of protection, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them, Lord God, take their money. Lord, in the name of Jesus, don't let them try to steal their spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't let them, Lord God, lead them down that path of destruction, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I come against them right now, Lord God. Let them hear the true and word of God as it is written in the Bible, oh God. Right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Let them hold on, Lord God, to your unchanging hand because you will carry them through, Lord God, every dark place. Oh my God, in their darkest hour, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you are always there. Oh my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God. We know you sit high. And you look lower, and you hear, Lord God, the prayers of the righteous, oh God, as they lift up, oh my God, every need, oh my God, every sore that's in their body unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, how you let your angels camp around them, oh God, to keep them from hurt, harm, and danger, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord, those that are in need, Lord God, for they can't get out, but God, you'll send somebody back in the name of Jesus. Send the right person, Lord God, not workers of iniquity, no sin, Lord God, but someone who can tell them about a man named Jesus, oh God, oh my God, who died on Calvary for their sins, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice on today. Let them hear a word that is life-changing, the word that changed their life. No more coming to this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, receiving nothing. Just come just because. We stop that spirit right now in its tracks, right now in the name of Jesus, as they come to this line. That word, Lord God, shall meditate on their heart day and night. They will see the success that they will have because you said in your word, if I be lifted up, if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men nigh unto thee. We lift you up on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We give you that hallelujah praise. We know, Lord God, because only you can heal, only you can deliver, only you can set them free, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my Lord, we thank you, oh God, for delivering those, my God, oh my God, on drugs. I hear you saying the crack cocaine in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you, oh God, as you have delivered that person right now in the name of Jesus. Don't go back in the name of Jesus. If you have a setback, it's only because you need to get some different friends. You need to hang around some positive people in the name of Jesus. Not the same ones in the name of Jesus. Find you some new friends to hang with. Oh, my Lord. Because if you go and do the same thing, you'll get the same results in the name of Jesus. Oh my God. We thank you for pulling them out, Lord God. Pulling them out. Oh, good God Almighty. And you brought them over. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. Not just to a field of dreams, but you're a God that can make the dreams come true. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, for deliverance, Lord. Hey, my God, that they began to see you in a different light. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The only high that you will need is the Holy Ghost high. In the name of Jesus. Once you commit. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He'll give you the high. Hallelujah. That you'll want forever. You won't ever want to come down. Hey, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you glory, oh God. We praise your holy name on high, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord, that you're in control and you're in charge, oh God. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, all that you are about to do, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All you got to do is call on his name. Hallelujah. He said, I'll deliver you if you call my name. Hallelujah. I dare you. I double dog dare you to say Jesus three times and see what happens. Oh, good God Almighty. Somebody took that. Hallelujah. Glory to God right out of my mouth. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Praise him, sister. Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Go ahead and have your hallelujah praise. I know they're looking at you real stupid around about now. But guess what? It's okay. God takes the foolish things to confound the wise, baby. So go ahead and praise him right now. Hallelujah. Praise him like you just don't care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to shout. You want to get it out. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Good God Almighty. We serve this on time, God. We serve a God. He ain't late. He's right on time. Hallelujah. I know sometimes you think things aren't happening quick enough for you, but guess what? Hallelujah. All in his time. All in his time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at the church of Israel. Hallelujah. What happened? Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. All in his timing. They raised up, hallelujah, a deliverer that would bring them on out, didn't they? Hallelujah, glory to God. Just think about it from the book, from the beginning, hallelujah, to the end. Oh, my God. Just think about all they went through, but he raised up a deliverer to bring them out, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So don't always get in a hurry. You know, sometimes it's getting just right. It's baking in the oven. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes just think about it. Hallelujah. You who cook sometimes. Hallelujah. Some of you may not cook none of the time, but glory to God. That's all right. Listen up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's not that you have never cooked. Hallelujah. Sometimes you may have just only boiled Roman noodles, but that's all right. Just say amen. Hang with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Think about it when you put a cake in the oven. Hallelujah. You know, and it says, okay, you bake this cake for, let's just say, 35, 45 minutes. Hallelujah. You're baking one of those good old golden pound cakes, we just say. Hallelujah. And some bake like an hour, and it's an hour and 30 minutes. Well, you're going to watch it. Hallelujah. You're going to see if it's just right. You're going to wait a minute, hold up, and you're going to look at it, and then you're going to take it out. You're going to look at it and say, hold up, wait a minute. Hallelujah. And when you insert that thermometer or that toothpick, you know, some of them do old school. Hallelujah. It's all right, long as it's cooked. And it's good. And then you'll see if there's some hanging on there. You say, hold up, wait a minute. This cake here ain't done because you can see all the smush and all that right there on it. Hallelujah. Just look at the batter that came out in it. So I'm going to bake it just a little bit longer. So guess what he does? He baked it just a little bit longer. So when he gave it to you, he said, oh, my God, it adds no sorrow to you. It's already well. Hallelujah. It's done. Hallelujah. It's fine-tuned. He baked it just right. So I encourage you to hold on and watch what he does. He is getting ready to move like none other. Hallelujah. Before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So don't be discouraged. But I encourage you, continue to stay in the word. Continue to be lifted up, hallelujah, glory to God. Continue, hallelujah, to listen to positive people, hallelujah, so you can stay encouraged in the book of the Bible, hallelujah. Not all this other stuff going on, not all that you hear, not all that you see. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen, glory to God. We're going to go ahead. And we're going to get into our message on today. I want you to go ahead and turn with me to 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, and I'm going to start at the first verse. 1 Samuel 15, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. We serve an awesome God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God, my God. My God, hallelujah. There's someone, amen, you sit by the window, hallelujah, and you drink tea, and God shows you some stuff. Oh, my God, know that it is the Lord. Hallelujah. You're just sipping on your tea, and you're looking out the window, and he shows you stuff. Know that it is the Lord showing it. He's showing you. Hallelujah. It is him. He showed that to me, amen, and said, it is him. He said, it's me. I'm showing you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to move on. Amen. With our word on today. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, sometimes we think, you know, the sacrifices are better. No, it's best to obey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're best to listen to what he's saying and do as he say do. Don't add or take nothing away. Let's get into our word. 1 Samuel, first verse. Samuel also said unto Saul, the Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king. Now understand, you see what he said right here? The Lord sent me. You know, some just go and say, you know what? The Lord told me to lay my hands on you. And he ain't told you to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He ain't even told you to pray for nobody. He ain't told you to cast out the devil. He ain't said none of that. Hallelujah. Yes, we are to cast out devils. Yes, we are to pray for people. But understand, if you ain't in that right place, you can't do it. Let's go on. Over his people. Over Israel, now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. He was saying, listen, this is what the Lord wants you to do. So I want you to listen very closely to what how Samuel is telling him that the Lord wants him to do. Thus says the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. So what he's saying right here, glory to God, hallelujah. When they got ready to come up, when Israel got ready to come up out of Egypt, they came against them, hallelujah. They killed some of them. When they got ready to cross over the Red Sea, they killed some, hallelujah. They were some that came, they harassed them, the people of Israel. When they got ready to exit, hallelujah, glory to God, they were cunning. They were deceptive. They did some crazy stuff. To them, when they got ready to come out of Egypt, they even killed some of the people and some of the men and women. They killed some of them. Glory to God. But they thought they had got away with that. They was fine, you know, because they harassed them. You can't get away with harassing nobody. Hallelujah. And they're preaching God's word, so be careful. You know, sometimes things come up in your mind, and you say, well, you know what? Yeah, they did. They did. No, you say, okay, I cast you out. I don't want to hear you. I cast you out. I'm not going to listen to you. I cast you down. You got to be able to separate yourself. You know, nowadays you can hardly tell the believers from the world. Hallelujah. Because you go along with everything. Let's move on. Amen. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox, and sheep, camel, and ass. He said, go down there and kill everything in that land. He didn't tell him to leave not nothing. Have he ever told you to do something and then you want to add something and take away? No, he gave him some specific instructions, hallelujah, on what the Lord was telling him to do. Glory to God. Yes, he did. He gave him some specific instructions. He said, go down there and kill everything in that land. Now, understand, he didn't tell him to bring back nothing. He didn't tell him to say the best. He didn't tell him to do none of that. Okay, let's read verse 4. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in the teller, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to a city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. See, he was waiting on them. Whenever, that's what he did. Now, he did that. He went. Hallelujah. God told him to go, and he went. But let's see, okay? He obeyed that part when he told him to go, okay? And Saul said unto the Kenites, go depart. Get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For ye showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt. So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. Do you know, whenever Saul told them that they need to depart from them, glory to God, because they showed kindness. That's what he said. He told them to go down there in the valley and destroy everybody. Okay, everything down there that moved. He said, destroy. And Saul told them, so y'all better get away from here, because guess what? It's going to be a battle because of what they done when God brought them out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, you have to be careful because things fall down on your children. You know, you don't want that generation to fall down. You know, people talk about generational curses. But, you know, things, it can be broken. Things happen. Yes, they come over from generation to generation. Sometimes things do. But you have to be careful about what, understand what you're leaving, your legacy you're going to be leaving here. You don't want your children to have to go through all that you went through. I know sometimes you try to tell them and they don't want to listen, but you know what? Tell them anyway. It'll be okay. So you may get mad with mama. You may get mad with daddy, uncle, auntie, sister, brother on your mama, daddy's side. I know that's a lot of daddies and uncles and aunties. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They may get mad with you, but it's okay because you're trying to save them from all that heartache, from going on down that road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's okay. Let's move on. And Saul smite the Amalekites and Hiblah until thou comest to Shear. That is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. Now see right here. He didn't tell him to leave Agag alive. He told him to destroy everything down there. But look what he did. He's gonna save the king. Can you imagine, you know, sometimes I know Saul probably kind of wrestled with that. You know, that was a king he was destroying, you know. But you have to understand, obedience is better than sacrifice. If the Lord tells you to give somebody a word, give it to him. Don't add, don't take nothing away. If he just tell you to tell him, say, you know what, God loves you and I do. Well, guess what? That's all you got to say. Because I remember he told me, and I was in, amen, in this restaurant, and he said, this is what I want you to tell them. And he said, just tell her that I love her. And I heard her cry. Hallelujah. And I told her that, and she started to grab my hand, shake it, and almost crying. I'm like, oh, Lord, Jesus, help me, Lord. You know, I'm like, okay, all right, okay, amen. I'm probably trying to get away. I'm like, okay, y'all call my number so I can go get my food. I need to go stay in the road. Okay, but she did, and that's all. He didn't tell me to tell nothing special. That's all. It was special to her. But see, he didn't say, okay, you're going to get land, houses, cars. He didn't even tell me to filtrate that. So I did not. It wasn't in my filter, okay? So remember, you do exactly what he said. See, that was obedient. Hallelujah. Let's move on. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and the oxen and of the fartlings and the lambs and all that was good and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused that they destroyed utterly. You see, when he went down, he destroyed, he did not destroy everything that the Lord told him to destroy. He told him to destroy everything down there. He didn't tell him to save Agag. Because understand, Agag was the king, so guess what? They were following the king, amen, what the king was telling them to do when they were coming against those people. So understand, he let him live, but he shouldn't have. Hallelujah. He shouldn't have. He should have went ahead and took him on out with him. But he saved the best of the sheep. He saved the best of, amen, everything down there. Oh, you know, the little skinny cows, the little, amen, the sheep that didn't have much hair on them. Hallelujah. Didn't have much wool. Glory to God. Amen. Everything that really couldn't have been eaten at that time, he went ahead and let, you know, just went ahead and destroyed them, you know, because they, glory to God, listen, they couldn't be much good to anybody anyway. So he destroyed all that. But he saved the best. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king. In other words, he said, I hate that I made Saul king. See, he wasn't obeying what he was supposed to do. If you have to remember, when he tells you to do something, amen, you may not get there overnight, but you need to ask the Lord, as we're talking here online today, to help you to obey and serve. Now, listen, when you're obeying your leaders, you're obeying the Lord because they have instructions from him, hallelujah, to give you, to tell you what to do. And, yes, you are obeying them. You know, some people say, well, you know what, I ain't doing that. They're just a man or a woman. No, uh-uh. You are obeying the Lord, not God, because you're obeying the God in me. You know, if you're going to believe, then you're going to have to believe 100%. You can't come in half-step it. You're going to have to believe and receive whatever they're telling you to do. But if you're not believing and you're not receiving, then you just might as well not even go to service. Don't even go to service. Don't even listen. Just go ahead and cut it off now. Because you're going to be held accountable for that you know. You won't be held accountable for that you don't know. Okay? For he is turned back from following me and has not performed my commandment. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. Samuel hated that he done that. Just think about it. And he cried unto the Lord all night for his disobedience unto him, because he know he went down there and he didn't do everything that Lord had told him to do. He told him to destroy everything, but then here he is, he's going to save Agag, the king, and then he's going to go ahead and save those sheep and some of the oxen and some of the other animals. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 12. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandments of the Lord. Now, see right there, he performed his own thing. He was doing his own thing. You know, sometimes you can go off doing your own thing, but it ain't God's thing. You know, if you do what God tells you to do, you won't fail. But if you go off and doing your own thing and thinking you're going to get good results, it's not so. You're going to fail. You want God's will. And I have been thinking about that a lot. I said, Lord, you know, it's good for people to start businesses. And, you know, I know you say you give us the desires of our heart, Lord. And you know what's gonna last and what's going to fail. Yes, he'll anoint you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. And he will send people in. Yes, he will. He can do all that. I'm not doubting any of that. But you know that what God's will, whatever his will is, that's the only thing that's going to really last. Hallelujah. You know, at one point, I was thinking about this business, you know, and then I just kept on, you know, I was waiting on it to come into, you know, reality, and I wanted to do it. But after all, everything, whenever this thing happened, amen, COVID and pandemic, different things, you know, going on, I was glad I didn't. It was what I wanted, hallelujah. It wasn't what he wanted, glory to God. So I left it alone, and I'm glad I did, hallelujah, because he knows what's going to happen. He knows what's going to make you, amen, prosperous. He knows it everything. He's going to sit high. He look low. If we say he sees everything, then don't you know he know everything? Okay, let's move on to verse 14. And Samuel said, what meaneth then this, bleating of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen? which I hear. He said, okay, you said you done did what he told you to do, but what do I hear? And he hear no sheep crying out over there, and he hearing the oxen, hallelujah, over there, Samuel hearing everything. See, he gave him the word from the Lord. Now you're going to tell me that you did everything that God told you to do? No, you did not. And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. And the rest we have utterly destroyed. But that ain't what he told him. He told him to destroy everything. He didn't tell him to save no best. He didn't tell him to save the best for nothing. He said, go down there and destroy everything. And I'm not telling you to go and tell Susan Jane and Mary Lou and all those, you know, that I'm going to give them a house. I said, just go tell them. I love them. And nobody can give them the love that I can give. He said, that's all I'm telling you to go tell them. I'm not telling you to tell them they're going to get no house, no lot of money. I'm not telling you they're going to get no car. I'm not telling you none of that. I said, go tell them I love them. And can't nobody else do them like me. Hallelujah. Jesus said, ah, glory to God. He said, I can give you the love that nobody can give you. I can give you eternal life that nobody can give you that. Hallelujah. That's all he told you to tell them. That was it. He didn't tell you to go and tell them nothing else. That was it. That was set and done. That's all he said. Glory to God. Let's move to verse 16. Then Samuel and said unto Saul, stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night. And he said unto him, say on. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribe of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? He said, you were little in your own sight, and the Lord anointed you king over Israel. You know, you have to be careful. When God gives you a place and puts you in a place, make sure you stay in that place. If you keep him always before you, then you can stay in that place. You know, sometimes you get off track. You say, oh, hold up, Lord. Hold up. That ain't even none of you. Put me back on straight street, Lord. But I know you're going to crook it to the left, to the left, to the left. But, Lord, I need to be on the right, to the right, to the righteous. Glory to God. And it's okay, hallelujah, to let him know that you wanted to get back where you were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinner, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed, until all are dead. He said, go fight against them till all of them are dead. That's what he said. Hallelujah. He didn't tell them to save nothing. He said, go and destroy them all, everything in there. Destroy it. Hallelujah. Well, let's move on to verse 19. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? So you see, he said, did he not tell you, hallelujah, to go down there and destroy everything? He tell you to save nothing. Nothing in that land, not nothing. But you didn't obey everything that he said when he sent you the message. So make sure, hallelujah. Don't try to work with it in your mind and try to, hallelujah, think about, okay, your scenario, Lord, is this right? Is that wrong? You know, like, okay, if he told you to do it, then just do it. Make sure he told you to do it. Don't just go and say, well, you know what, Lord, I can do this and this will happen. I can do that and this will happen. No, that's not what he said. I can tell them this and then they'll like me. No, that's not what he said. He gives some specific instructions on what to do and how to do. So that means obey. Hallelujah. Don't go and add or take nothing away. That's what he says by his word. Don't add nothing. Don't take away from his word, because God's word stands the test of time. It is the true word of prophecy. The word comes alive in you. Let's move on to verse 20. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. People took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offering and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of a ram. You know what? He didn't care. God didn't care about no sacrifice. He wanted him to obey. He didn't tell him to go down there and sacrifice. Just give me the best. He said, go down there and kill everything in that land. He didn't tell him to bring anything back to him. He didn't care about no fat ram. You know, God can get a fat ram anytime, anywhere. Hallelujah. He gave him some instructions to kill everything down there. You know, he said, obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. So remember to always obey what he's telling you to do. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to question it. If he tells you to give, then that's what you do. If he tells you to just stay low, hallelujah, continue to pray and watch what I do for you, then that's what you do. Just hang out with him. Amen. As our elder can say, she hangs out with the Lord. That's what you do. And she's saying she hang out with him. She's constantly before him and reading the word and meditating. That's what she's saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And waiting on his response and waiting on his answer. Just continue to hang out with him because he's going to answer you. He's going to answer. Hallelujah. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king. In other words, he was telling you, he rejected what God said. See, he made him king. So he's rejecting them. He hates that he made him king. So don't let that be you. Don't let that be your thoughts. Obey God with all costs. There are some things, amen, he may tell you to say sometimes that it may not be, you know, cute, because people think you're always going to give a cute word. No, you're going to give a word that's going to take some obedience from you. Hallelujah, glory to God. A word that's going to take you and put you in a place where God wants you to be. So many times you say, Lord, I want more of you. I want more of you. Well, when he gets ready to release his word, then you want to back up. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Say, oh, Lord, I didn't want to go there. Lord, I don't want this. I don't want that. But let me tell you, that's some repercussions in saying, Lord, I don't want to. And, Lord, I'm not going to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see right here, hallelujah, he said, I hate I made you king. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Because, you know, the disobedience, hallelujah, it is a sin. To disobey the Lord, it's a sin. It's a sin. It's a sin against God. Hallelujah. And this, you know, I hear this, amen, glory to God. You know, if you sin against God, nobody can help you. But if you sin against man, then God can help you. Glory to God. So that's just it in a nutshell, I'm telling you. So make sure you don't sin against him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, let's move on to verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandments of the Lord and thy word, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Oh, my God. You see, you got to be careful. People will tell you to do some stuff that you know that's against God's will right there. Hallelujah. And you don't need to do it. That's why you have a choice, huh? Oh, my God. You know, he gives us a choice. We can either do the wrong thing, or we can do the right thing and follow Jesus, or we can do the wrong thing and follow people. Now, what do you think he did right there? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, hallelujah, and obeyed their voice. Mm-mm. You got to be careful. Watch who a voice you're obeying. You know, sometimes you think it's God, but it's not. Just continue on to pray. He will bring you confirmation if you need it. Hallelujah. And then there's a time when you're just going to have to trust. You got to trust. You got to trust that you know that you know that you know that he's speaking. I hear you. Some say, well, you know what? I don't know the voice of the Lord. But listen, you keep praying. Keep reading his word. Hallelujah. And it'll get in you. And then you'll know that you know that you know that you're hearing from the Lord thy God. Amen. Move on. Verse 25. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, For thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. You know, now he wants to come to Samuel, you know, and for Samuel, isn't that something, you know, how you go off and do the wrong thing, and then you want, okay, hold up, pastor, amen, apostle, amen, prophet, minister, I need you to help me. I need you to get me out of this thing. Glory to God. No, if you sin against God, honey, that's between you and him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's when you got an open door to go into him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, Lord, I got to repent, Lord. I did the wrong thing. I didn't understand. I didn't mean it. Make sure you're pure at heart when you go. Don't just say it because you say, just want to say it and sound good. You got to make sure, but that's if you sin against man. But see, he sinned against God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now he wants Samuel to help him out. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. Make sure you obey. Glory to God. Let's move verse 27. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle, and it rent. In other words, he was holding Samuel's mantle. Hallelujah. Because he know he had did the wrong thing. Now he want to hold on to the man of God, huh, that sent him, hallelujah, to tell him and anoint him to be king. Oh, my Lord. He wanted to hold on, hallelujah, see if he can help him. Oh, my God, to go before the throne room of grace and ask God to forgive him for all he had done. Let's read verse 28. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. So he was telling him, no, God has rent the kingdom away from you. So obedience is better than sacrifice. Whenever you think, oh, my God, someone's telling you to do something and you know it's not godly, you got to remember, you want to obey God because he said, don't do that because that's not like me. Hallelujah. When someone's telling you it's okay, you can go on, you know, God knows that you need a man. God knows that you need what you need. Hallelujah. That's why he put all these women here on this earth. No, he didn't say every one of them were yours. Only one. Hallelujah. You ain't Superman. Hallelujah. And you know you can't fly in the air by day or night. Oh, good God. Hallelujah. He said one, hallelujah, one woman to one man, glory to God. I know you see certain TV shows where they have all these women, and I had somebody to question me, hallelujah, about a month ago about this, and we went in and we looked at it, you know, and I talked to them about the word of God. No, hallelujah. Then they want to bring up some stuff about Solomon. I said, yeah, but God told him not to do all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not to marry these women from other countries because he was going to fall into that sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he did. Hallelujah. My God. My God. So obedience is better than sacrifice. When he tells you to go, hallelujah, go willingly. Hallelujah. He don't have to pull you. He don't have to tug you. You love God so much. Lord, I want to keep you, Lord God. I want to do your will, Lord God. I want to obey and serve. Sometimes you say this thing every Sunday. Oh, my God. You look in the Word and say, yeah, Lord, I want to obey you. Hallelujah. Because some people just want to obey on Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they live like the dickens on Monday through Saturday. Hallelujah, my God. And, Lord, I want more of you. Well, he said, read my Word. Meditate on it day and night so you can have success. Oh, glory to God. But you don't listen. All you want to do is just get one scripture and read it and say, oh, my God, that's enough to last me all week. But you're still dead on the inside. That one scripture, yes, you start off with it, but you ever yet increase in faith. And the only way you're going to increase in faith is to read this word daily. The Bible, hallelujah, glory to God, is true. And he said, every man be a liar. In the name of Jesus, learn how to obey what he's telling you. He tells you, yeah, you can go ahead, hallelujah. I know y'all say I talk about money, but that's okay, hallelujah. Whatever I talk about, just listen, glory to God, and take it in, amen, hallelujah. Don't crunch up in your shoes. I know some of y'all have been to church, just take your shoes off, hallelujah. I'm not asking you for your money, I'm just telling you about it. Glory to God, my God, hallelujah, my God. You said, I'm going to go over here,
and I'm going to, guess what, I'm going to give this one, hallelujah. I'm going to give that one, hallelujah. But you don't give the ones, hallelujah, that broke up the, hallelujah, the stuff so you can get that money, hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't give those, hallelujah, that come against the enemy fighting against you, hallelujah, glory to God. You don't want to give those, hallelujah, glory to God, that can get a prayer through, my God, my God. You don't want to give those, hallelujah, that stand, hallelujah, with you day and night praying against all that's coming against you, hallelujah. All the witchcraft that's been cast against you, hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, my God. But he's telling you, hallelujah, and pulling you to do, hallelujah, what you're supposed to do, hallelujah. If they ain't gave you no word over there, hallelujah, glory to God, that it didn't mean nothing to you, and then you come and get a word, hallelujah, from those that can cast the devil out, those that can set you free, those that can get the, hallelujah, the peace working in your life, those that can help you, hallelujah, and show you how to build your faith in Christ Jesus, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Now you're obeying his rule, hallelujah. You're obeying God when you do exactly what he says. When you read this word, you obey the word. If it said don't, then you don't. He said every word is yea and amen. Some people say they can't follow the Bible. Yes, you can. You have a choice. You can do it, hallelujah, or you can leave it alone. Saul had a choice. Either he could do what God told him to do, or he can leave it alone. Oh, my Lord. When you look at it, hallelujah, glory to God, it was his choice. But Samuel was his mouthpiece, and he brought the word of God to him. Oh, my God. He was a prophet. He brought the word to him, giving it to him just like God gave it to him. And when he heard that he didn't do what he was supposed to do, hallelujah, glory to God, Samuel felt very sorry. Hallelujah. I gave him the word, he said, God, just like you gave it to him, Lord God. But he still didn't do what you told him to do, Lord God. Oh, my God. Samuel cried out to the Lord day and night. Lord, that God, he came against you, Lord God. I know, Lord God, I gave him the word of God, just like you told me to give it to him, Lord God. I didn't add. I didn't take nothing away from the word, Lord God. Oh, my Lord. So he knew exactly what to do. Samuel cried out for him. Oh, my God, day and night. Some of your leaders cry out for you day and night, but then you still disrespect them. Some of your leaders cry out day and night for you because you done some wrong. Oh, my Lord. But you better repent and turn around now. Hallelujah, glory to God. Some of your leaders, hallelujah, cry out to the Lord, thou God, and tell them to give you a repentant heart. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Some of your leaders cry out. Hallelujah, and said, Lord, let the peace of God rest on their shoulders like a dove in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, and you think nothing of it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Some of your leaders cry out in the wee hours of the night. They said, Lord, that God, Lord God, oh, my God, let them have an obedient spirit, Lord God. Oh, my God, some of your leaders cry out, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, saying, don't let them go to the left. Oh, my God, Lord God, to keep them on the right road in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, good God Almighty, hallelujah. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So remember to obey and serve, hallelujah. You know, everybody, hallelujah, can serve. But, you know, sometimes you let pride get in the way. You say, okay, they ain't going to tell me what to do. Oh, my God, okay. Well, you said, you just, hallelujah. Oh, my God, you just spoiled everything right there. So I'm saying, well, you know what? I'm not listening to that. They're just trying to hold me down, hold me back. Uh-uh. Obey, because they can see something that you don't even know about this in you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's better to obey. Glory to God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. We're going to stop right there. Hallelujah. Just obey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you can let pride get in the way. You can let selfishness get in the way because it's, I got to be all about you, all about. No, it is not. Hallelujah. It's about Jesus Christ. It's about knowing his word. It's about staying in his word, obeying his word, obeying his will. Lord, you told me to do this. He said, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's what you do. That's what you do. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, right now and sum up with the announcements. I didn't want to, hallelujah, go too far before I get the announcements, but just know, obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Hallelujah. Because the kingdom was rent from under him because he did not obey. You don't want everything that you work hard for because you didn't obey your leaders. You didn't obey when the word came to you. You didn't obey when you read the word. But sometimes he'll take you to the word and give you the word, and you still won't do the word. I hope y'all got that. Amen. Let's move on. Glory to God. We have none other coming up on Tuesday. I call him the Power Impact Team. Together, they impact the world. Glory to God. Amen. One word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, hook up with them. Glory to God. On Facebook, go ahead and inbox them. They'll get back with you. Hallelujah. Yes, I know we're ministering online, but I can promise you, hallelujah, that we are very effective. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. So I encourage you to hook up with them online and let them know what the need may be. And if you move on down on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, an awesome woman of God, praying woman of God, a singing woman of God, and those songs are so anointed. Oh, my God, my God. When she gets through, glory to God. Whatever been bothering you, it won't bother you no more because guess what? Hallelujah. That song, I broke it up. Hallelujah. Made it get back. Made the devil get back and behave. Glory to God. Her show comes on every Wednesday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. So make sure you tune in every Wednesday. And we are called the Hour Power. I am the first Hour Power, Prophetess Marsha Williams, a Prophetic Corner Ministry. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you to listen every Sunday. An awesome word from the Lord. God is moving by his spirit, by his might, by his will. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you'll hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget a powerful woman of God. Glory to God. Bring the word just like it is. Hallelujah. So I want you to tune in and listen what she's saying, what the Lord is telling her. Glory to God. She's also an author. She has book one, book two. Oh, my God. They're a good read. So go ahead, amen, and subscribe now. Don't go ahead. Wait till I get to book three. Amen, because it's coming. Get book one, book two, and then you'll be ahead of it. Hallelujah. Like they say, you'll be ahead of the game. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partner, you will receive many, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. You see, God is good, and he is worthy. Hallelujah. No, that you can't pay enough for that. No, you cannot. You can't pay enough for the word. No. Hallelujah. But you can support the ministry. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go and see if there's anybody need prayer at this time. We have a few minutes. You can go ahead and press the one, and I will bring you in at this time for prayer. Because he is good and he is worthy. We don't want to lead a line. Amen. Without someone leading saying, well, you know, I should have, I could have, but I didn't. Glory to God. So I'm giving you, amen, a few minutes here to press the one, and I will bring you in for prayer because God is so good and he is so worthy. Hallelujah. Just continue to repeat, amen, call on the name of Jesus, and he'll be there to answer anything, amen, that you want. Hallelujah. Glory to God because he is the one that can heal. He's the one that can set free. He is the one that's just there every time you need him. He is the one. Hallelujah. Ain't none other, hallelujah, none other like him, glory to God. When nobody pressed the one, Hallelujah. We've already gave the invitation, hallelujah, to salvation. So guess what? We're going to keep it right on moving. Remember the announcements that I gave you on today and make sure you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, hallelujah. You say you want more word. Hallelujah. Yes, you read the word. Hallelujah. And you can listen to all these shows. It's ministry with you in mind, not ministry with us, but ministry with you in mind for the word of God to come in and cleanse you and clean you up and put you in a place on high. Glory to God. So you can, amen, have all of him that you want. Listen, he said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Well, if you don't ever knock, you know, just think, if you go to somebody's house, what you going to do? You're going to knock for them to come to the door, right? Or are you just going to stand there and hope that they open the door? No, no, see? That ain't going to happen. Knock and the door shall be open. Glory to God. So if you knock on his door, he's going to open it up. So, Lord, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by this? Lord, I did read this scripture. I read that one. Well, guess what? He's going to give it to you. Glory to God. Because you're knocking, and hallelujah. And he going to open it up and tell you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, we're going to go ahead, amen, and get out of here. And don't forget to listen to Ministry Lane coming up, Ministry Lane Jackson coming up next. Hallelujah. I'm going to encourage you again to buy her book, and I'm going to go ahead and get off. Hallelujah, for he is good. If you have, amen, you want prayer, you can go ahead and inbox me. I'm on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams or Martha Williams. Or if you want prayer from any of the ministries that I mentioned, we're all under the same umbrella of Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox us, and we will get back with you. Glory to God. If you can't get to them, then you can inbox us, and we will help you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. We'll see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.